Washington could be the first of many states to lose No Child Left Behind waivers. Here with more on that is Allison Klein. She's a reporter at Education Week. And Allison has her eye on how No Child Left Behind is playing out in other states. Hi, Allison.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. Do you agree with our state school superintendent that Washington is just the first of many states that might lose No Child Left Behind waivers?
Well, as Mr. Dorn said, there are three other states that are on high-risk status that have been notified by the department that they could lose their waivers. That is Arizona, Kansas, and your neighboring state of Oregon. But I would be surprised if the department pulled more than another waiver or two. I heard Mr. Dorn say many states are likely to lose their waivers. I think it's going to be a very small and exclusive club, maybe Washington and one other state.
The waivers allow states to have a little bit of wiggle room in how they comply with No Child Left Behind. If states start to lose waivers, what does that say in general about No Child Left Behind or the waivers themselves?
Well, No Child Left Behind was supposed to be reauthorized in 2007, so Congress is at least 6 years behind in doing their job of updating the law. I don't think that there is anyone in Washington, D.C., or probably in Washington State, who thinks the law is, as it's written, is working well. It's an outdated and antiquated law, but folks in Congress don't seem to be able to come together on a bipartisan solution to change it.
What are the sticking points on each side?
Well, there are things like, first of all, funding. Obviously, that's mm-hmm. always going to be an issue in Congress, especially right now in tight budget times. The issue of teacher evaluation and how prescriptive the federal government should be in that area. Obviously, we saw that playing out in Washington State with your waiver. It's also played out in Congress as lawmakers have debated a reauthorization of the law, and also what the federal role should be in turning around low-performing schools. So those are some of the key sticking points.
Now, the loss of the waiver seems like a big deal here in Washington State. How might that push Congress to reconsider No Child Left Behind?
Well, that's a great question, and I think the short answer is that time will tell. Right after the waiver was revoked, Senator Patty Murray, who may be the next chairperson of the Senate Education Committee, put out a statement saying that, you know, she's ready to get going on No Child Left Behind. She thinks it needs an update. She's ready to work with Republicans on that. But, you know, as eager as Senator Murray is, the Congress is still this partisan, polarized place. And even though this is very dramatic, losing a waiver, it may not be quite enough to spur lawmakers to action.
I'm speaking with Allison Klein. She writes for Education Week. And Washington State yesterday lost a waiver from the U.S. that allows it a little bit of wiggle room in how it would implement the No Child Left Behind federal education law. The fact that there are waivers at all to the law indicates some kind of at least disconnect between the law and the people who are supposed to carry it out. What does it say that we have so many waivers?
Well, I think it says that folks are dissatisfied with the No Child Left Behind Act as it's been drafted, that it's outdated, as I've said before. Right now, all students are supposed to get to the proficiency level on state tests by the 2013-14 school year. That's this school year. And it doesn't look like states are going to make it. So, you know, as Mr. Dorn said, it could be more than 90% of schools in the state will be labeled as failing. If you label every school as failing, it becomes kind of a meaningless designation and will really, I think, undermine parents' confidence in the accountability system.
And finally, briefly, is Washington State a groundbreaker, or are we just a stubborn mule when it comes to not putting what the federal government wanted in terms of teacher evaluations into play?
I think that depends on who you talk to. Certainly there are a number of Democrats and Republicans in the state legislature who really believe that it was important for the state to incorporate test scores into student evaluations and feel that Washington is running against the wind. There are also obviously a lot of Democrats and Republicans who feel that, you know, the federal government was being too strict with Washington, and you're sort of one of the first states to take a stand on this. So I think it depends on who you ask that question to.
Always through the eye of the beholder. Allison Klein, education reporter with Education Week. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle with David Hyde. I'm Marcy Silman.